Does anyone have good notes from the IMN Shira at the Young Gun? Volunteers? Okay. Well, if you need anyone, just please send them my way. I have to leave early. Okay. We had basically finished the first two Se'ifim here. Which dealt with the halachos of not bar not. We basically finished the first few se'ifim. We went through the different thing olu and nithbashlu and nitzlu. We went through we went through various cases where we are makel, for example, even though, let's just pause for a second, I want to make sure we're all on exactly the same page. Here we have lechatchila, levashel dagim, the kli basar, al menas, lechol b'cholav. Here we have lechatchila. Dagim sha'alu b'k'ara shel basar. Lechatchila le'arvam b'cholav, to mix them with milk. Two different lechatchilas. And b'dieved Dagim sha'alu shel basar v'nis arvu b'chalav. So, what we saw is that, let's take this case, Dagim sha'alu b'chalav shel basar, and we're all Ashkenazim in this room, I believe. Let's just go aliva to the Ramah. So, alu is much lechatchila. Nisbashlu or nitzlu is aser, right? I mean, if they've already been cooked in, what was it, a fleshy pot, then can you mix them with milk? You have spaghetti cooked in a fleshy pot and you mix it with milk. So alu, you can, because that's mamash the gemara, nisbashlu and nitzlu, chosh l'ivan, you can. But if the pot was eno ben yomo, then even if it's nisbashlu or nitzlu, once it was cooked in the eno ben yomo pot, then you can lechatchila mix it with milk. And it's mutter to put a kli chalavi, even though it's also mixed with milk, lechatchila nitzlu and nitzbashlu, it's mutter to put in a milky kli. How about bidyeved? What if you cook the spaghetti in a fleshy pot and already melted cheese onto it? So then, alu or nisbashlu for sure mutter afterwards. So the actual spaghetti is nisbashlu be mutter. Nitzlu is a question. The Rama would say it's mutter b'dieved. The Marashal would say nitzlu is usur even b'dieved. So yesh makil and yesh machmir b'dieved in nitzlu. We won't go through the details of what's considered nitzlu or not, and I think we covered. There's no need to chas recover adequately. We should mention that that even though he said nisbashlu and nitzlu is also a chidur mixed with milk, you don't need to wait 6 hours, and by that I mean on either end. If it was cooked in a fleshy pot, you don't need to wait 6 hours before milk. If it was cooked in a milky pot, you don't need to wait 6 hours after meat. We already discussed the reasons why. One was a mefurish Ramah, the other was a shot kotam badas, and we won't chazer that now. How about some chomer is davar charif? The Ramah mentions here the inyan of davar charif. If the kolzek shamachal inu davar charif,
Afilin ben yomo, right? Kidon shibishl is wrong for him. Tisha basar afilin ben yomo shidach tam gona shabacher and akul b'cholof. Oser afil b'diavad ad deika not samach neged basar ha balua b'hem. That's the end of the Ramah. Actually, you know, before we get to the end of the Ramah, I apologize. That's the end. Let's finish Chaz when we saw in the beginning of the Ramah. What we saw in the beginning of the Ramah was the Nosei Kelim renounced the Beis Yosef that this is always usher, meaning even if it's just a case of Olu, even just a case of Olu, doesn't make a difference if Olu is Bashlu or Nitzlu. The Gemara says, L'chachila dvarim dogim sh'olu, you can eat with milk. It never says you can be ma'ala then l'chachila. Certainly can't be mavashal or tzola then l'chachila. So that's always usher. Are there any exceptions to the fact that it's always usher to cause the situation l'chachila? So, what about Eino ben Yomo? Here we have the Gra says mutter, and the Kofas Adam says usher. We saw that people are knowing based on early Yosef like the Chafas Adam. What about? However, however, there are some kulas, even the Chafas Adam would admit, if it's Eino Ben Yomo plus only absorbed a drop, then that's mutter even l'chachila. That's the Chachmas Adam says. If it's a tea kettle with just a drop of meat more than 24 hours ago, then even l'chachila, you can cook water and use it for coffee with milk. Even the Chachmas Adam admits that. It saves the fact that maybe if it only absorbed a drop, we saw a sheet of the Rashba, not in the Shulchan Aruch yet, but in the, we mentioned it, that you don't have to worry, it's always about, you don't have to worry about a little drop, and the fact that we're not exactly sure what a drop does when it enters a tea kettle, especially since there's no Hanan here, because the drop will end on a power of Kli, right? Meaning the power of Kli is only, it's really a power of Kli, which only absorbs a drop of meat, right? Then it's mutter. Likewise, I point out in ovens, if it's an oven shayla, and not a, if it's an oven shayla, and not an actual Kli, meaning it was cooked in a fleshic oven, or you're coming to cook in a fleshic oven, and then you're going to eat it with milk mix, right? Nice and clean. You cook cookies in a fleshic oven. Everyone knows. Some people don't, but most people eat cookies with milk. Right? You dunk it in milk or in coffee or etc. Or you eat it and drink coffee with the mamish at the exact same time. So have it in ovens. So I would say ovens plus Eino Ben Yomo. Or oven, which is Eino Ben Yomo. I think for sure it's mutter. After all, the Gra says it's always mutter to do with l'chachila Eino Ben Yomo. For sure, if it's an oven which has its own stegos, l'anias daiti, oven, which is Ben Yomo, meaning, I think it's Efshar l'hakel, also in an oven Ben Yomo, although I'm not saying it's 100% sure, pretty sure it's Eino Ben Yomo. And that it's Eino Ben Yomo, but if it's Ben Yomo, even if it's Ben Yomo, then what are we talking about? We're talking about cooking pyro that you will then eat with milk. I think you can make them. Even in Ben Yomo oven, just because, even though it's also l'chachila, you know, because it's for sure l'chachila in ovens. And the last kula I mentioned is al menas lechol lichalav bekli chalavi. Right? What if I'm cooking l'chachila in a fleshic pot? I'm going to warm it up in a milky Tupperware. But I'm not much going to mix it with milk. That, we saw, was a machlokes between the Prima Gadim, who says it's usser, but all the Achronim, who the Prima Gadim quotes, and the Igris Moshe, saying mutter, I think we can agree that this is mutter, so there are various kulas, even l'grom l'chachila. Now, the last thing which we didn't get to, I think the only thing we didn't get to last time, except the shachs of cutting hay, which we'll mention in the next if, is, yeah, Dabar Charif. So the Ramah says at the end here. However, he has a double whammy chomer in the Dabar Charif, which also comes up in the next segment. It was nice. However, Avalom Haya Dabar Charif, Conchabishal Dvarim Charidin Bechlisha Basar, if you talked, what's an example of a Dabar Charif? Ah, Maisim Chayom, everyone knows, right? Actual shayos end up being trafed in the kitchen. Always involve onions, right? If you have a davar charif, such as an onion, excuse me. So you cooked it in a fleshy plate, right? You fry onions in a fleshy frying pan. Afilo ina ben yomo, even if it's not ben yomo. O shadachu tavla b'madur shal basar. Or you crush spices in a meat grinder. It's probably less likely to happen nowadays. I don't think we have grinders that we use for both meat and spices in most of our kitchens. But lo yitzu, you did. You had some grinder which you used for meat, and you also used to crush spices. Nowadays, you don't really crush your own spices. But lo yitzu, you did this. Then, im afu b'chol asr afil b'di'eved, it's asr, not only you can't mix it with chol, it's even asr b'di'eved, adi kasamach l'chid of asr b'lubahem, until you have shishim, from your vatel. Of course, as we learned, you don't need shishim can I eat the onions, just shishim can I eat the meat in the onions. Okay, so, dover charif is clearly asr l'chachikla, clearly, but it's not only asr l'chachikla. Really, see here, dover charif, even alu is usher b'di'eved. Even alu, even einu ben yomo. Dover charif is now. What do we mean here? Okay, dover charif is usher legamre. Now this is a double chumra. Why is it a double chumra? A the din. What two chumras is this? Two rules. Don't apply to Dabar Charif. Which two rules? The rule of not bar not doesn't apply to Dabar Charif, even though normally if I cook spaghetti or fish in a fleshy pot, it gets a weak taste of meat. If I cook onions in a flake, if I fry onions in a fleshy pan, cooking would be the same thing. I'm just giving you a hate attempt that happens. If I fry onions in a fleshy pan, that the onions, since they're sharp, have the power of drawing out more taste of meat from the pot than a normal item, and they will draw out so much meat taste from the pot that they will still have a strong taste of meat. What's the second chumra? That the rule of no stam lefgam, einu ben yomo doesn't apply to a dover charif. What? Because even though normally if I cook in an old pot, whether tray, fleshik, or et cetera, if I cook spaghetti in a pot that hasn't been used in 24 hours, whatever taste it gets will be lefgam, will be stale, will be bad. Onions have a power, we'll come back to this, they have a power of rehabilitating. A machle leishvach of rehabilitating an old taste, and therefore the kul of einu ben yomo doesn't apply to them either. So that's a double whammy. Dover charif number one, the kul of einu ben yomo doesn't apply. Number two, the kul of not parnat doesn't apply. So even if it's einu ben yomo, this dover charif is mamish fleishiv. It's as if it was cooked with a piece of meat. It's mamish fleishiv, and therefore even b'di'evet, if you mix it with milk, it's going to be mamish treif. Tashra's treif mean doris. So this is going to be mamish treif. The only kula we have by dover charif is, but you don't have to wait 6 hours. Who gave us that kula? Anyone recall? Rabbi Kiva Eger. Thank you. That was Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva says in Simon and Simon Pei test, but you don't have to wait 6 hours. That's the only kula. The chora, the reason is, because as strong as a meat taste it has, it doesn't have the kind of fat that makes a residue in your mouth or the kind of things that get stuck between your teeth. So even though it's legamri fleshik, it's still, it's fleshik. It's not a piece of meat itself, so it doesn't have those physical properties which cause it to stick around for 6 hours. What? Not that I recall.
It's like snow. So you have to wait.
He says you have to wait 6 hours after the snow. In Simon Tzadivav? Okay. Well, you'll have to show it to me. We'll have to come back to it. For now, let's be made.
If the Thomas is what you just said, because we don't have like some meat or Shuman, why is Rama Machmir for Tavshil Basar that we would wait 6 hours?
Why is it? So that seems to be just a minug. You're right, that seems to be just a minug. And the minute is only for tapshul basar, which seems like a tapshul basar. Onions cooked in the fleshik pot, even though halachically they're the same as a tapshul basar, since they don't seem like a tapshul basar, we didn't make a minhag. But you're right, you have to make halach based on minhag. Probably not, based on logic.
Why is it more like tapshul basar than actually cooking a potato with meat? Because in the Rama also said that we make go by stuff that's cooked in a meat, and then we said even the shop is even dirty thing.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be that? I mean, I know we're, so like, it's in between with the Dabar Charif, no? I mean, it's not the case, it's not really a Tashol Shul Basar, no?
Why not?
Isn't tashlo basar usually cooked with basar?
Yeah. No, I'm saying halachically it's like a tashlo shel basar because it has such a strong taste, as if it was like a tashlo shel basar. That's all I mean. Halachically, just like a tashlo shel basar is the first time, this is considered the first time. That's all I meant. But I'll be the minimum. Waiting 6 hours doesn't apply. The Pisli Tshuva points out, and we'll come back to all this discussed at greater length in the beginning of Sadi Vav, and we'll get into some much more complicated scenarios there. Just to finish this up for a second, the Pisli Tshuva brings down a big machlokas about this. First, he's the subject of these dino deraisa drabban and the dino deracharif, and then he decides in the end, since they're based on what it tastes like, it has to be deraisa. And in the end, he quotes, in the end he quotes something we'll see later on also, that the, from the Chuvas Makom Shmuel, that even though the Rama has this double chumra, we'll see this, both these sides of his chumra are controversial, therefore he says, by a suffic dover charif, we're makel. Suffic dover charif is mutter. So if you're not sure if something is scarf or not, when are you not sure if something is scarf or not? That's discussed at the beginning of Seven Sadi Vav in the Taz and Nosei Kalim. Basically things that you can eat, but taste very sharp, like pickles, as opposed to onions. Onions are vadai dorecharf, but pickles are suffic dorecharf, because you eat pickles, they're not so sharp, but yet they're pretty sharp, right? People who don't like spicy things don't eat pickles. So anyway, by suffic dorecharf, we make a little chazan system inside of both. One other very important detail, as he says here, when we come up on a mikri machal dorecharf, shema'at tav neshavo rakim kulo dorecharf virubo kekulo. The Ramah says, you can't say any shulman where you put pepper in is a dorecharf. Something's not a dorecharf, just as it has a little spices in it. It's only a dorecharf if it is mostly a dorecharf. Now what does it mean, mostly a dorecharf? So if you took the Rama literally, Rama literally, he sounds like it goes by the majority. So if I have a chili that's 90% ingredients and 10% pepper, that wouldn't be harf because it's 90% other ingredients. That seems a little ridiculous because it would be so spicy that it would blow your brains out. So, Pashtos, what he might mean is what the Taz in Simon Kof Gimel says, the Taz is saying this is what the Rambam means, has labdav garov. What it means is it's mostly charif, or it's so spicy that it tastes exceedingly spicy. Meaning, like sometimes when you go to Chinese restaurants, they have a little asterisk by certain things in the menu, right? Because they're, only for the brave-hearted. So I think that's what the Rambam means. It means, if it's for onions, if it's mostly onions. But sometimes, even if it's a miyot of spices, if it's so spicy, it's nirgash harbe, that it's extremely spicy, then that would also be a dover charf. So I think logically he's right. To add to this, Rama means if it's mostly a dover charf, or if it has a miyot, but it's such a concentrated spice that it tastes exceedingly spicy, and they put an asterisk in it on the Chinese restaurant menu, then you have to treat it as a dover charf. But just regular foods, right? All our foods have, spices in them. That doesn't make it a davar charef because it all turns out to be just a nice regular food that people, that people eat regularly. Okay, there's more to say about this. Maybe we'll come back to it. Now we're ready for Siv Gimel. No other question. Is that everything? One other important deal in the. I should point out, in the Prima Gadim deals with, he says, this hardly really comes up, but it's an interesting deal. He says, when we talk about a dover charif, what do we mean? We mean basar into kli, into dover charif. What if the dover charif was on the other side of the spectrum? Dover charif into kli, into dagim. Now, why do the poskim not discuss this very much? Because since napar not only applies when it starts at its heter, and the main heters that we start out with are meat and milk are generally not charif, so it doesn't come up a lot. But it could, right? You could have a very sour milk, right? You could make a very sour milk that has a very charif taste. I'm not sure exactly what that would be called in supermarkets, but I'm sure they have things like this. So let's say you had a, or you could have a, you know, you could have a basar charif or a chalav charif, right? You could have a very spicy kind of pastrami, or a, no, I mean, again, usually it wouldn't be that spicy. But theoretically, you could have a basar chalav that's a davar charif, then you cooked in the kli, then you cooked dugim in the kli. So we know davar charif has a power of drawing out the meat taste. It doesn't have the opposite power. It doesn't have the power of giving in extra taste, which would then cause these dugin to be considered fleshic or milking and take away the heter of nap or not. So does davar charif have the power of, right? So over here, let's say the heter of nap or not does not apply. The heter of eino ben yomo does not apply. Over here, the heter of eino ben yomo would apply, right? I don't care if it started out charif. If it's gotten stale by now and it's going into a regular food, it's still going to be mutter. But what if it's within 24 hours? I cooked super spicy pastrami in a pot, and then 6 hours later I cooked spaghetti in that pot. Would we say since that has super, or I cooked very sour milk in the pot, and then 6 hours later spaghetti. So we say since it has such a strong taste, it'll give a bigger taste to the pot, and the pot will give a bigger taste to the dugin, and the dugin will be fleshek or melchik? Or do we say no, davar charif only matters if the thing at the end, which the shiloh is on, is davar charif. Doesn't matter if the thing at the beginning is davar charif. So, from the sugya, what might you think?
The second.
Wait, I don't know which is the second.
I mean, it shouldn't matter.
The oh, really? I would have thought otherwise, right? What happens in the sugya? That the Rav Asard not or not. How do we know? Because once they prepared a certain medicine in a bowl, and then they cooked fish in a bowl, and he says, boy, I taste the taste of this, even though it's a second taste. So we see the Asard not or not. And the Gemara says, no. That was just because it was a davar charif. That's why he tasted it. But if you be matar, a regular not or not. So the Gemara says that Rav really would be matar, right? That's the case in the Gemara. I hope we'll show the Gemara. He had an eye ailment, so they made him some salve in a plate. Then they served the food in the same plate, obviously cleaned off. And he tasted the medicine. Amar Yar Taim Kuli Hai. He says, look at this big tom. Even a nap or not is a big tom. Where it says, Velo, he shani hasam denaf maratve. No, that's different because the medicine was so bitter it had an extra taste. So the Gemara seems to imply that really something which has an extra taste, right, would even in nap or not be usher. But the problem is that this is always a problem in pasuking based on Gemara. This was in the half meaning that Rav was making a nap or not. In the Maskana, we say Rav asher's all nap or not. So, the Maskana, do we say Rav asher all nap or not, and therefore we don't need to differentiate between a dover mar and a regular item? Or do we say no, Rav asher all nap or not, but we still brought up a good svara, right? When you bring up a svara to defend a shita that ends up being not true. Could be, so that svara was garbage. Throw it out if we don't need it anymore. Or it could be taka was a good svara. Right? We wouldn't have brought it up if it wasn't a good svara objectively. So is this, in the end, Rav Asher's all nap or not? The Hadmin is the only Asher did if it started out with a very strong taste. So we don't like Shmuel. Nap or not is mutter. So do we still say it's a good svara? So the Prima Gadin, which I've cut in that, near the beginning someplace, it's Siv Katan. Yes, Sivkot Aleph for the Sif Seh Das brings this up and ends up a little bit of a sopik about it. I think he leaves it the Dina Tzarchim, he leaves it Tzarchim, Kedarka Bakudish, so it's a bit of a Tzarchim, and it doesn't happen all that often. But if you start out with a spicy thing, it's a bit of a Tzarchim, whether that was a good svar in the Gemara, they wanted to say something with a strong taste. Even after it's diluted twice, it's still strong enough. Or is that a bad svar in the Gemara? That's pretty much how it leaves it Tzarchim. But again, it doesn't happen all that often. It could. Also, it would come up with in Yom Pesach. We're not going to answer whether chametz is considered, but chametz we normally consider heter for the purpose of nap or not. So, what if you had whiskey or something, right? That clearly davar charif. You get into those shilas also.
That's what I was going to ask. What then do we consider davar charif then? Since there's other things like mar things.
Good. So, we'll see in Simchat Yibam exactly how to be magdur davar charif in great detail. Okay, but for now, we're just going to mention the ideas. Now we're ready for Sif Gimel. Okay. No, it won't help. Thank you very much, though. It does help that you think of me. So much, I think this is pretty much all we have to say for the actual food, not bar not. I think we got the halacha down pretty well. Now, where it gets complicated is when it comes to washing dishes. So, Gimel, ka'ora shel basar shehud chubi yorach oledes v'chanan sheyad soledes v'hen. If you wash, right, you got to remember how they wash dishes in those days, because obviously in our days it's very different, right? But in their days, well, they wash dishes a different way, but they didn't have hot water, so they would, when they wanted to wash dishes, they would heat up a big pan, take their biggest big pan, fill it with water, boil it up on the stove, and wash the dishes there. So, you would have a problem, that would be a kli rishon. Sometimes they would even put the dishes on the fire, sometimes they would push the dishes on off the fire, and sometimes they wouldn't wash in the kli rishon. But it was very common that they would wash dishes in the kli rishon in their days. Masha enkein bezman hazeh, no one ever washes dishes in a kli rishon, to the best of my knowledge. Right? Usually we wash dishes with iruy kli rishon, right? The water spills out of the kli rishon, and sometimes in restaurants they like fill up a klisheni bucket and stack the dishes there or something. But we don't really wash dishes in the kli rishon. But let's start with the case in their days. Then the Rama will deal with iruy as well. So you wash dishes in a kli rishon. There are two ways you could have a problem. Either you wash fleishik and melchik dishes together, or his example, you wash fleishik dishes in a milchik pan, right? Because the pan you heated the water in was probably fleishik or milchik. So either you wash fleishik dishes in a milchik pan, milchik dishes in a fleishik pan, fleishik and milchik dishes in a pyrav pan, doesn't make a difference. This is a big machlokes among the Rishonim. Before we get to Machaber, we have the Chazar Rishonim. Anyone want to tell me anyone want to tell me who are some Rishonim who answered? Yeah, but first of all, you have to see what I mean by answered. I don't mean whether or not you should wash dishes, milk and fleishik dishes together in the same pan. That we'll get to. But mistama, any palabasa knows not to wash milk and fleishik dishes together. So we'll have to see what the din is. And why. But what if b'di'evet, accidents happen, you wash milk and fleishik dishes together? These happen nowadays also, although more complicated because we don't use a kli rishon. So, b'di'evet, what's the din? And let's say they're both bnei yoman, right? So then, anyone want to tell me one of the rishonim who said all the dishes are treif? The Sefer Truma was, I think, the first person who dealt with this very good, who said the dishes are treif. So the Sefer HaTruma. Right, someone want to tell me someone else famous who reads with them? Well, Tosos quotes him, although Tosos is just quoting him, and the Ran ends up holding like him. Whatever, there's plenty of other Rishonim. Verses, the Rush disagrees with him, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, and Ayin Shom, the Rishonim, if I'm in the parentheses in the Ramah, you can make a whole list. I'm just going to mention the ones that are found in, you know, between these two covers. Now, someone tell me a Svara, why we should answer them. Right? Because we think, let's think about it logically. If we think about it logically, our first reaction, right, if I woke you up at 3 a.m., shined a flashlight in your face, rudely woke you up and said, quick, tell me, I put fleishik and milchik dishes, I washed in the same kli rishon, are they mutter or not? You would probably tell me mutter. Why? So if you think, here's the basar, here's the kli bisari, here's the mayim, we'll call them the mei hadocha, right? The water in which you wash the dishes. This is, and then, here is the kli chalavi, right? I mean, you can put the arrows in the other direction also, but the basar is the basar, the fleishik plate is the not of basar, the water that you're washing the dishes is the not bar not of basar, and that mixes with the milky plate, so... Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have arranged this in the first place. Maybe you should have. See? But the plate should be mutter to the not bar not. So now, what would be a svara to aser the plates then? I think there are tzach called the taz claims four, but probably five svaras to aser the plates. Anyone want to give me a svara?
Well, normally you say not bar not happens not at the same time.
Ah, good. Okay. So let's, you know what? If you don't mind, I will start with even the... These very simpler svaras. One svara could be the Rivan. who says nisbashlu is aser, right? According to the Rivan, where nisbashlu is aser, after all, this isn't olu, this is nisbashlu, if it's all on the fire. Right? If it's all on the fire, this is nisbashlu. So, but the Rush made short shrift of this shash. We don't really worry about why the Mekil, not worried about the Ravon. We reject the Ravon. The Rivan, sorry, I meant. Even Ashkenazim weren't Machber, but the Ever reject the Rivan. And the Rush pointed out, I mentioned yesterday, that I thought this was the inspiration for the Heter of Lossam with Klish Alehem. And even Rivan would be Modeh. This is what the Rush says. Even Rivan would be Modeh because there's another step from the other side. What do I mean by that? This Kli Chalavi is not really Chalav. It's just the knot of Chalav. And I said, again, I think the Supreme Rebbe said otherwise, thought that I thought that was why the Ramah says, even though we're makar for the Rivan, we're makel that you can lost him with Kli Shalom, you can put him in another Kli, because that's what the Rush says. Yeah, even the Rivan who says this and this Bashlum will be also to mix with milk. You can mix it with the milk and Kli, because the milk and Kli is also not of milk. Okay, so that's why we don't worry about the Rivan. Let's have another Taina. Another Taina which the which Father Tolles pointed out is that the pots touch each other directly. Right? What do you mean, Kli Basar into the Mayim? No, it's Basar into the Kli Basar into the Kli Chala. That's a Napar Napti. It goes straight from the Kli Basar.
You okay there?
Into the Kli Chalav. So that was one of the Sefer Trumos' problem. How would we address that? Why would the Mekila, right? Chavar's Mekel. Why are the Mekila not worried about the pots touching each other directly? Exactly. Ein Bliya Yotzeis Mekli Lekli Bli Rotev. Which again, I'd love to see you say, with Rotev, it goes from Kli to Kli. Say, no, it goes from Kli to Rotev to Kli. Say, no, it only goes from the Kli to the mind to the Kli. Plus, you could say another time, perhaps, which the Rush brings up in a different context. Most of the time goes in the water in any case. The Rush brings this up in terms of the difference between this Bashlu and Nitzlu. But he says, look, even if the pots would clang against each other once, most of the time it doesn't go from the pot to pot when it clings once. Most of it goes into the water. So maybe we still shouldn't worry. So the mic said, that doesn't bother. Again, it bothers Sefer Truma. Doesn't bother us so much. We'll just say that Ein Bliya Sefer Truma Ein Bliya Yotzei Mikli Lekli Bli Rotev. And even if it would go from the Kli to Kli, it would mostly go from the water. That doesn't bother us so much. Another time that the Sefer Truma brought up exactly is Shamnun this Be'en. What about the Be'en? Who says it's just a matter of not by not? Maybe. Right, let's just, you know what? Here's the Heter way of saying it is Basar, Kli Basar, May Hadacha, call this a Nath Bar Nath, and then it's allowed to mix with the Kli Chalav. Taina 1 Taina, that was Basar, the Kli Basar, to May Hadacha, and this is called Mitzbashlu, so it's Asar, and then it goes into the Kli Chalav, but we got out of that. Taina 2 says Basar, into Kli Basar, straight into Kli Chalav. Well, we're showing many ways to get out of that. Again, it's not Mokhuk. It's either way. We're just giving the smarts. We're not proving who's right and who's wrong yet. Taina 3 says, hold on a second. Shamnunis Basar goes into the water. then goes into the kli chalav. What do you mean, basar into basar the plate into the water? No, the fleshic plate. After all, you're washing it, right? If you're washing it, why are you washing it? Because you ate meat on it. So it has, like after the Shabbos meal, has cholent all over it. So that cholent will go into the water. One step. Second step, go straight into the melted plate. Be a hapar not the yusura. That's a pretty strong chash. So, how did the mekilim get out of that chash? How did the mekilim get out of that chash? And yes, this is a trick question. What would the mekilim say? Yeah, they'd say enechanami. Enechanami, it's us, sir. But when can we still be mekil? Don't tell me if there's no shamlunus ban on them, because then why are you washing them, right? So probably there is shamlunus ban, but in what case can we be mekil still?
Well, just if that pieces are hitting it and then getting bit all over again. They don't hit all
No, you're making an assumption.
If the water is 60
tons. Exactly. Mutter, if water is 60 times the shamlunus, right? That was what underlined what you said. Right? Because if Shamnunis is more than 60 feet of water, then nothing's getting bittled. So they say, yeah, Enochanami, that tiny, you can't get out of. That's haka. I mean, it's not meat and milk. That you can't do anything with. Right? But that's only if the Shamnunis is more than a 60th. If it's less than a 60th, it's okay. We'll see in the Nosei Kalim that, unlike until now, where you said most Stam Kalim are clean, and even if they're dirty, they only have a little Shamnunis. When it comes to dishwashing, they have to assume there's a lot of Shamnunis, unless you really measure. Okay, did you want to say something? Okay, now, here's where it gets more interesting. what's the fourth tanya? So what's the fourth tanya? So now there are different versions of this, so the Taz thinks they're the same. Right, Brian?
Yeah, the only reason I'm not on you on that, the time stuff makes it the same time.
Okay, good. You're saying the Ron's version. In Tosos, if I recall correctly, he has what the Taz considers the same, but it could be a... No. Sorry, the Ron has two versions of this. I apologize. The Ron says here, the Ron is really, when the Ramban, the Rashba, and all the people the Ron received the Masorah from were a Mekel on this. And then the Ron goes back, and his Machra, he says two Tainas. One Taina of the Ron is... Maybe, I'll read you the Lashon. excuse me. One second. Avolkan, ta'am ha'cholav ha'nifla b'toch ha'mayim, mekabel ta'am, mitam basar ha'rishon shevika aros. Deman leim alach lois arvu, pleitas ha'basar, pleitas ha'cholav be'atzman, shelo be'amtsois, Hamayin. Pelkach lo havi not bar not. What does he say here? He says here that maybe the plata of the meat gets time directly, not through the water. The plate of the meat hits the plata of the milk directly, not through the water. So what he's saying is, the plate that's called the kabel tam mi kli basa. Without the water, meaning forget the water, forget the intermediary of the water. Maybe just the meat plate and the milk plate mix without paying attention to the water. I think what he's trying to describe is this. Here you have basar. Goes into kli basar. And here you have kli chalav, which got taste from chalav. Maybe those are mixing directly. Why bring the water in here? Maybe they're mixing directly. Maybe the plate of chalav goes out, plate of basar comes out at the same time, just hit each other without taking into account the water. Or, he says it, a little sooner if I just erase number one, make myself some more room. The way Ryan said it, Ryan was saying it a little differently. But Ryan says, there's no time of hetera. What does he mean by this? What he means by this is the basar goes into the kli basar, goes into the water. Right, he's saying some very interesting things here. First, he says, maybe forget the water. Maybe just say the plate does basar hits the plate, does call it directly, and then that's not bar not the yisura. Or even if it does hit the water, don't say, well, it hit the water and then the water mixed with the kli chalav. A normal case of not bar not would be basar into kli chalav, into mayim, into kli basar. Let's say you did it this way. That would be a not bar not, because if you froze the video here, if you pause the video right there, say it's a not bar not tetera. But in this case, where they're both coming in at the same time, you can never freeze the, press pause on the video, you can't catch freeze frame and find a heter. Because at the same time, the time of the buster goes, the time of the call-up goes, and therefore there's no shas heter. Not bar not is because of the moment of heter. Here, there's no moment of heter. Those are the two times the Sefer Truma seems to be saying more like the number five, if you look at the Washington Tosos. But the Ran is saying two times to say this is not bar not the Isura. Either forget the water, it's just a mixture of plate das basar with plate das chalav, or he's saying, you're right to consider the water. But since there's no moment where the water has meat and not milk, there's no moment where it has milk and not meat, there's no moment of heter, so it's automatically a not bar not the isura.
Just clarify the plate of the bus with no water between as the same as the anglia, you'd say, the clean road stamp. It seems like four and two are the same.
Okay. So what I mean is, you're right. Let's say it this way, maybe. It's a funny kind of, that's not supposed to be an axe, it's supposed to be two arrows hitting one another. He fools around with the ground rules on us here. He says, no, don't say it's kli basar into water and kli chalav into water. It's like if I would, squeeze a piece of cheese against a piece of meat, right, and somehow like a joint gravy dripped out. So that was the meat gravy hit the cheese gravy hit the meat gravy. They didn't combine in another medium. So he says, unlike the classic not bar not, what's classic not bar not? Meat into clay into spaghetti. Then I take the spaghetti over to the other counter and put cheese on it. So it goes to the medium of the spaghetti. Here he's saying, ignore the medium of the water. The milk and meat heat, the milk plate and the meat plate hit each other and form a mixture on their own without help of the meat. You're right, the water is what makes them come out. But once they come out, they form a mixture on their own without the help of the medium. So he's saying two tainas. Again, unlike classic not bar not, excuse me, where the meat went into meat pot went into the medium of spaghetti, and then the spaghetti is a medium carrying meat taste, and then you mix it with milk. Over here he says maybe forget the medium, just the meat taste hits the milk taste, or even if you could say no, the meat taste only exists in the water. The milk taste only exists in the water, right? The blea only comes out into the water. So why can't we say the water is a neutral medium? Because if the water immediately gets the doesn't get the meat first or the milk first. Now, keep in mind, even if you put the meat plate in first, it still gets the milk immediately. Because who said the meat tom went out of the meat plate right away? Maybe it only went out after you put the milk plate in. So, since both plates are there at the same time, and both pleas are going to the water at the same time, that water is called the not bar not to Isura, because it immediately goes from Harith to usher. It never has a freeze frame where we can take out the milk but not the meat yet, or the meat but not the milk yet. Because we never know, we have to assume the meat and milk plate come out into the water at the same time. What will the Mekilim say back? Here it's very easy. They'll say, Platos only exists in the water. Don't tell me the meat plate comes out and the milk plate comes out and they hit each other immediately. No, they only hit each other in the water. What about this Taina? That he says, what do you mean there's no time of heter? He says, look, there's no shas heter. So what would we say back to the Ran if we want to be Mako?
He's a doctor.
Thank you. What will we say back to the Ran if we want to be Mako? After all, he says, there's no time. You could freeze the frame and they become mutter. So here's where, complicated a little bit, I think you can answer this time in one of two ways. Either you could say, there is a time of heter. Why? Because now, this is just going to depend how you look at it. But if you think about it, let's look at his frame. He's viewing like the water is one entity. But it's not really true. Really, here's the meat plate, here's the chalav plate, and here's the water. Right, when the milk plate that comes out to here. And then it goes to here, and then it goes to here, etc. The meat comes out here, meaning it takes a few milliseconds to travel. So maybe while the Ryan looked at it all as one thing, it immediately the water becomes straight. We say no. First, there's milk in this part of the water, and meat in this part of the water. This part of the water is not Bernat Tetera, this part of the water is not Bernat Tetera. Shalom Yisrael. Who says we look at the water one entity? Look at this side of the water and that side of the water. So there is a time of heter in each, side of the water. I think that's the,
You could just say it's definitely not the only
thing. And the Rambam saying, no, it's one kolos.
No, I'm saying, you could also say, because we don't know how long it's going to take the bleas to get out of us. So you never know, maybe the fall is waiting outside the bus.
No, but that won't help, because he'll say you never know, maybe it's at the same time.
Right, so I'm saying...
But then we have the rule that since we don't know, we have to be not. So I'd rather say we do know. One thing we know, even if these are only 1 centimeter apart, within that 1 centimeter, the milk will start on one side, the meat will start on the other side, and then we'll have a shas heter before it hits the middle. So it could be that we just, in other words, we freeze the frames more frequently than he does, right? We're using regular, he's using disco lights. So he sees, now it was separate, now it's all together. When you say no, you look at it, it goes, doot, 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 doot. So there's a shas heter when it's just going like this.
This is without shisha in the water?
This is without shisha. Yeah. Either there was shisha and then buffed and put. Right. Or it seems to be that the Ramban would have another time against him. He quotes here a whole complicated Ramban. Seems to be he's having a very longish machlokas with the Ramban. Say like the Ramban. Now here's a very fundamental machlokas on how not burnout works between the Ran and the Ramban. It's very, very complicated, but I think I finally got it down, so hopefully I can communicate it.
Are we assuming that there's no dishwashing liquid in when they put it together?
You mean soap?
Yeah,
right now we're assuming there's no soap, right? or ashes, right? We're assuming there's no ashes. Right, we'll get to that. Now, the Ramban and the Ran have a fundamental machlokas about the heter of Nat Barnat, as I understand. The Ran says the heter of Nat Barnat is a heter of a second step. What does the Ran say? Here's Basar. Here's the first knot. Here's the second knot. Right? That is the, the Kli and the Duggan. And that second knot, if it's Heter, it's Paris. That's how the Ram understands it. The Ramban understands it a little. If you bring back another cup of water, save face. The Ramban understands it a little differently. The way he sees it is that there's no heter on the second knot. The heter's on the third stage. Here's your bus art. There's no reason I'm changing directions. Just I realize down looks better. Here's your kli. That's one step. Here's your dugim. That's step number two. And then here's your kutach. That's step number three. And when the Ramban says, is the way the Ran says, is look at the second step. If it's heter, it's pyre. The way the Ramban says is look at the third step. If it's the third step that mixes meat and milk, then it's kosher. He says, don't look at the second step, look at the third step. So the Ramban says, quoting this Ran, Shlosha nos netam b'inan. So they have a slightly different way of looking at it. The Ran says the principle of Naparnat is that the second step is parv. The Ramban says, no. The principle of Naparnat is that the third step doesn't make it basar b'chalav. Now, Agav, someone with an inquiring mind, will say, hold on a second. I understand why the kutach mutter, but why aren't the dugim treif? The kutach went straight into the dugim. Right? So the Ramban has to be mechadesh that basar b'cholov is not treif unless both the basar and cholov give time to each other. Basar b'cholov is only treif if there's a mutual mesinas time. Since over here, the dugim can't treif up the kutach can't treif up the dugim. It's all or nothing in basar b'cholov. So the Ramban is saying to derech bishul asr Torah, it's only basar b'cholov. The meat affects the milk and the milk affects the meat. Now, what does this have to do with our case? So I think the Ran makes it sound this way. This is not my speculation. That the way the Ran understands his machlokas and the way the Ramban understands his machlokas, they might be arguing about this point. Why? Because if you look at the Ran's way, the $64,000 question is the second step heter or iser? If you look at it the Ramban's way, the $64,000 question is the third step already usher or just trying to become usher right now? So, if you look at it this way, let's look at our case. According to the Ran, you have a second step, kli basar into mayim, kli cholov into mayim, and that second step is usher. So if the second step is usher, there's no heter of not for not. But according to the Ramban, we don't look at the second step, sacha kol. We look at, right, I should add one point. The Ran looks at the second step, sacha kol. The Ramban looks at the third step, going in one direction, right? He's not worried about the direction from kutach to dagan. He says, as long as we go in one direction, the third step is mutter, it's mutter. So the Ramban would say, what about this case? You have basar to kli basar to water, that's the second step. And he says, I don't want to know if the second step is usher or mutter. I want to know if the tarobas comes on the second step or the third step, going in one direction. And therefore he says, to the kli cholov is a third step and it's mutter. Because while the Ran looks at the second step, sacha kol, the Ramban looks at the third step from meat to milk. He doesn't look at it sacha kol. Sacha kol, why don't the kutach ask for the dugin? Because the kutach is cholov mamish, and the dugin will be a knot. The answer is, he says, no, you have to look at each direction separately. First look at meat to milk, and if that's the third step, then it's mutter. Don't care about milk to meat. So since the Ramban looks at it going in one direction, says, I can give you a heter based on going in one direction, even if the other direction is a problem. As long as it's three steps from basar to cholov, that's okay. I don't care that this dugim, think about it, this dugim is a second step of meat and a first step of milk. I don't care if the intermediary is a second step of one and a first step of the other. I care whether meat to milk is three steps. So just to review, the Ran cares about second step sacha kol, and the Ramban cares about third step from meat to milk. Not sacha kol, not what's the status of the object, just from meat to milk. Therefore, the Ramban would say, from meat to milk is three steps. While the Ran would say, nope, look at the second step, objectively, and it's a step of Iser. So you can reject the Ran, the Kilo can reject the Ran for two reasons. Either they just say, don't look at the Mayim, it's becoming Iser all at once. Look at the Mayim as very slow freeze frame. become also a little, you know, one side and then the other side. Or they can say like the Ramban, I don't care what the status of the Mayim is. Just like the Ramban doesn't care that the Dagim are not the Isura. Right? I don't care about freeze frames of whether something's us or a mutter. I only care how many steps between meat and milk. Two different ways of conceptualizing the heter of not by not. So that's the background.
I just understand the Ramban a little bit. Does he fit in with the words not by not? How does he explain that? And also, if the Kutaf, according to the Ramban, was a Dava Khari, what would the Ramban say? It's the third stage, but it's also Dava Khari.
Two good questions. The Ramban would say, well, the Ramban, you're right, the Ran would fit the phrase of not bar not a lot better. The Ramban would just say not bar not is referring to the Dugin, not to the Halacha. The Dugin, the noun Dugin is a not bar not. The Halacha is not bar not bar not. That's which is the real Machlokas. Is it a heter of not bar not bar not, but we only look at meat to milk, or a heter of not bar not, but we look at the object freeze framed. As far as your second question, what we say if the Kutaf is Charif, I think you would say it's too late. Once it got so weak in the Dugin, it can't be rehabilitated by the Kutaf. But I'm not sure what he'd say, but I don't recall what his sheep is about the Rechart in the first place. Maybe you deny the whole din. My folks are showing, I forget which side he's on. Now we're ready for a little myself. Anyone want to tell me before we start how we paskin? What? How do we paskin? Like the Machmir or under Achilah? Okay. So first we'll start with how Erica for paskins. The Machaber says, Ka'ara shabasar shahut kubiyora choleves. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Bechamen shayatzoles. Behen, apilu shneim den yomon mutter. Even if they're both ben yomo, it's mutter. Because he holds like the Mechilim. Why? You should not only know some time or know some time that Teira. It's a not bar not that Teira. You know, exactly. He doesn't say exactly which part of life. But he says we can rely on the Rosh, or Bond, the Rosh, from many others. He showed him not bar not that Teira. But, Vehushi Yomar, Bari Lish Loha Yishim Shuman Dabit Bahem. That's only if you're sure there is no schmutz on them. Right? You said, I know it was Ben Yomo, Fleshi, Melch, Caleb, but I'm sure I wiped off all the Fleshi schmutz. Or all the Melch schmutz. Or if there was Shuman on them, then it would only be mutter if the water was 60 times the Shuman, because then the Shuman would be bottle in the would be bottle in the water. That's the Machaber.
Okay, is this a one of the D-edit situation?
Ah, interesting question. So first of all, let me just point out what I pointed out before, but I will point it out again, that you assume the plates, if you're washing them, you have to assume they're dirty, unless you know they're clean. And if they are dirty, you have to assume that the shamnunis is more than a 60th, unless you can prove it was less than a 60th. Okay, what about the chachila? So who deals with that? The shach and some kontes. Hainu b'di'evet of Allah chachila, ain't laz even a filo machaber. That's only b'di'evet. Flick chachila, it's usher even a leader of the machaber. Now, the truth be told, Ravadja brings up a svara. We'll see, it's in the package, quoted by someone here, that maybe Taka and Machaber would make a leave in the Chachila, but we don't assume that. We assume even Sfardim shouldn't do this, Lechachila. I think he also concludes the same, Lemaisa, Halach Lemaisa. I think everyone agrees that Lechachila, even the Machaber would agree that it's awesome. Now, why would even the Machaber agree it's awesome Lechachila? This is a very interesting Machlok between the Pre-Kodesh and the Pre-Megadim. The Pre-Megadim says, why would the Machaber say it's awesome Lechachila? Well, can you tie that into a Prima Gadim? Why would the Prima Gadim say it's also Mechachila? According to the Prima Gadim, why is it also Mechachila for Sparta? Because, over here, previous Gilgul word. Because everyone agrees you're not allowed to go right in the situation, not Barnat Mechachila, right? Even though the Mechaber says once it's already, oh, the Garshal Bus, you can mix it with milk. The Prima Gadim says, I'll tell you why it's also Mechachila. Because you're taking water and cooking it with a fleshic plate, lechachila, to mix it with milk. Right? You're not supposed to do that, lechachila. That's how the Prima Gadim explains lechachila. However, that the Prima Gadim Lashita say, who says it's usher to be goring to cause the whole situation, not bar not lechachila, even al menas to just mix it with the milk and clean. Right? Again, you don't intend. What's the case here? Case here is you're doing basar into a kli basar into the mayim almanas to mix that water with what? To mix it with milk? No, almanas to mix it with the milk and kli. So now the machlokes between the prima gadim and the other achronim. The prima gadim says it's also to start this chain with achiva. Therefore, Kaka says you're not allowed to start the chain with achiva. However, the prechadish and all the other achronim or Moshe Feinstein say no. It's mutter to start this chain with achiva. You are allowed to cook spaghetti in a fleshic pot, knowing that you'll warm it up in a milk and Tupperware. So, according to the prima gadim, it's also with achiva because it's being gorim, not barnat with achiva. Whatever we hold, that it's mutter to cause the situation of not barnat with achiva if you're only going to mix it with the milk and clean. So why would we worry that the prechadish say it's also with achiva? Very simple, balabatish reason. Why do you think? If you are the mechaber, why would you say it's also with achiva? No, even better, because we're choshish for the Sefer Truma. Right? Even though the Mechaber was Mekel, like the Ramban and the Rosh, shouldn't be at least choshish like Achila, the Sefer Truma and the Ran. So that's what, if you look in the Prima Gadim in the someplace, in the Sifsi Das Tess, he says, Farbi Chodesh Oshiyot Kol Sef Da Mechaber Choshish for Sefer Truma like Achila. Yeah, l'chachila, we're worried about Sefer Truma. The Prima Gadim himself says no. Is that l'chachila, you can't be create a not bar not al-minas to mix it with a kli of the other gender. Okay. That's l'chachila. For sure, even Sfardim can't do this l'chachila. That's for sure. Right? If Sfardim put milk in flaky dishes in the same dishwasher, l'chachila, or wash the sink together l'chachila, for sure not. Right, but b'di'eved, it's mutter because of not right now. Fine, that's all for Sfarim. Those of us who are lucky enough to be Sfarim, wonderful. How about those of us who are unfortunate enough to be Ashkenazim? So, what does Ramah say? My God, v'yesh osra afil. Oh, sorry, I should go back one step. One last halach for Sfarim. Sfarim, three things: A, they pasken mutter like the Rabban and the Rush. B, it's still also l'chachila, either because the standard is sort of causing not for not situation l'chachila, of being malid dog in al-karach al-basar, or because l'chachila, he's at least koshish for the sefer truma. And three, what if there was shuman, but only on one of the, only on the fleshik, or only on the milchik? So, logically, what would be the din? What if there was shuman only on the fleshik, not the milchik? What would he say? He doesn't say whether it's also the shuman on both, or others the shuman on one. So what do you think he would say, Taka? If there's shuman only on the fleshik, what do you think he'd say? What? What do you think he'd say? I mean, the Shach tells us of cutting yud. He'd say it's all treif. If there's shuman only on one, then it's all treif. Shach of cutting yud. Peirish afilim ayurak shuman davik be'echem hem akol aser. Levishatam sheni miyad no sing tam letok mamoshos v'lo havi not sheni beheter. The gam hashuman beheter sheni benesar kliyot said. You'd say, what's the problem? If you answer one, you have to remember you answer both here. Why if you answer one, you answer both? Because once you answer one, it becomes a surah, and then any amount of time will be answer. Right? So he says, pick your poison. Let's say only the flesh is dirty. So the flesh dirt goes straight to the milk and clean, makes a treif. Now it's a surah, and the milk and clean only the flesh and clean treif. Or say the milchikli taste goes straight into the shamnunis. Right? Because shamnunis is more than the 60th mixture into the water. It's like the butter and the barley. And makes the shamnunis treif. And then it makes everything treif. So even if only one of them has shamnunis, since that will cause a not the isura, right? Think about it. The easiest way to think about it is if only the fleshik has shamnunis, the shamnunis will go straight into the milchikli. And make that a and make that treif. Or the milchik kli will go straight into the shamnunis, and it'll be milk to kli to shamnunis, make that treif. And once one thing's treif, then it's easier to conclude that everything's treif. So the unlike case of one ben yomo, one eino ben yomo, when the ben yomo asks the eino ben yomo, but not vice versa. Over here, if there's ben and kli, what you're basically, I mean, just think about it in a very simple way. If you have more than a 60th meat shamnunis and a milk of kli, it's like cooking meatballs in water in a milchik kli. Of course, it's all treif. So that's easy. They're all treif. Now let's be Ashkenazim. Rama Yish also have feeling shuma David b'hem, and then he has a whole host of Rishonim who hold that. Ella in Kain Achim Nakelin of Day Goman Blias Kli Rishon. Vaz Kolakelin Mu'utarim. Yish Olsrim. So we Ashkenazim paskin 100%. And again, Pesachim theory, obviously not 100%. But we Ashkenazim paskin legamri that it's Olsrim. We call this not Bernati Surah. He doesn't say for which these svaras. We don't have to decide which this svaras is the reason why we say it's Osir. Although the Shach earlier quoted 4 and 5. I think those are the main svaras, 4 and 5. Right? Because 1 is definitely not true. We know what the Rivan. 2, 3 is true only if there's Shamnunis. But we Ashkenazim Osir even without Shamnunis too. Doesn't seem so strong. 4 and 5 seem to be the one we take seriously. So, we Ashkenazim Osir even without Shamnunis. So, if you put the inflation clean together, it's all treif. What are the heterim? So, let's look at the, let's look at the heterim. The Elin came Echim and Kalim Einam Bnei Yomam Niblias Kli Rishon V'Oz Kala Kalim Mutarim. So first, he says, the first heter is, if one side is Eino Ben Yomo. And remember, we discussed this at the beginning of Simen Sadidalet, I think. It could have been Simen Sadidalet also. Would have been appropriate enough. That Ben Yomo means it was used in the last 24 hours in a Kli Rishon. We'll see Agav, so I'm going to remind you when we get to this. When we get to Simen Kof Gimel, we'll discuss what if it had been used in the last 24 hours, but not since the day before. So, but for now, let's assume Eino Ben Yomo means the last 24 hours. So, if something is Eino Ben Yomo, that means it hasn't been used in the last 24 hours, or it has been used, but not in the Kli Rishon, because if it wasn't used in the Kli Rishon, then it's not Belay. And that's what the Rama says right here. The interesting midhug, he says, V'hamayin noagin b'hen iser l'chachila. But even if we have a heter Eino Ben Yomo, let's figure out why this heter exists. Mind if I erase the board? Let's say it's Eino Ben Yomo. Right? Basar. Kli Basar Ben Yomo. Mayim. Kli Cholav. Eino Ben Yomo. So what happens? If one is Ben Yomo, one is not Ben Yomo.
One second.
Right, if one is if one is Ben Yomo, one is not Ben Yomo, then can the Kli Cholav give a Cholav taste to the water? No, because it's no Sinham of Gam, right? So, there's no Cholav taste in the water. Does the Kli Basar give a Basar taste to the water? Yes. But this is a Nakbar Nat Dehetera of Basar, right? Here, even the Ran agrees. There's no milk plate to mix with meat plate. There's no way to asher the water immediately. Right? The milk plate can't give out any tam. Therefore, the meat tam is a Nakbar Nat Dehetera in the water. And therefore, Tom can go back and forth from the water, but over here, well, the Mayim can't make the Milchik Kli Fleishik, because the Mayim is only an Aparnat Tetera. Therefore, the Fleishik Kli stays Fleishik, the water might stay Fleishik, or at least not Aparnat of Fleish, but no milk taste comes out of the Milk Kli, and no meat taste goes into the Milk Kli, for two different reasons. The milk taste doesn't go out of the Milk Kli, because it's Eino Ben Yomo, so it's Tom of Gam, comes after, it doesn't count. The meat taste doesn't go into the milk clean because once there's no milk taste, it's hetera, and if not hetera, you're fine. So whenever you can fix one side, you can fix the other side. That is pretty clear. The one minhag the Ramah mentions is that, however, the water you wash the dishes in, we consider treif. Why? Why do we consider the water treif?
Because the only reason the water is kosher is because none of the rule of not barnat. Right? If it had only been not barnat, we would have held like the rotten. The reason the water is kosher is because the rule of no satan lefgam. And what is our minhag? We don't rely on no satan lefgam. Lechaz chiva. Oh, b'di'evit, the water is already cooked. The answer is, it's only water, so lechaz chiva, we throw it out and get new water. Now, this is actually very controversial. So again, generally, we're relying on Inu Binyomo here. We're relying on no satan lefgam. We don't like to rely on no satan lefgam lechaz chiva. And therefore, water is always, even b'di'evit, water is lechaz chiva. And therefore, we throw out the water. The Pesach Tshuva brings down a big machlokas as to why water is considered lechachila. What are two explanations you can give me why we throw out the water? Why we don't consider that b'di'evit? One explanation is because since you're not intending to drink this water, right? You don't intend to drink this water. You might have intended to use it to cook something or to wash something, you know. So therefore, it's not b'di'evit because it's not the finished product. It's not b'di'evit because it's only like a hechsher for some other food. That's called l'chazchila, right? Why do we say l'pakya treif? Oh, say b'di'evit. It's, you know, it's the pakya l'chazchila to me. So one way of explaining this chomer on water is because since water is not the final food, therefore it's considered l'chazchila, we throw it out. The other very balabatish way of explaining the heter, the chomer, is that water is very cheap. So we brought out water is very cheap. Even in their days, you have to slap the water from the well, but still, you didn't have to pay for it. So, water is very cheap, so we throw it out. So there's a machlokes, why we have a minhag. Apparently, there's a minhag, right? Alpidin, the water is also mutter. Why is the water mutter? Because it got a taste of meat, but it only got a tam of gam of milk, so it's regular. Fleshik, you know, mispashlu, fleshik, what? But the minhag is to consider it to be machmir and considered lechachila. Why? Either because since it's not the food, it's just a hechsher of food, we call that lechachila. Or because since it's so cheap, we call it lechachila. What's the nafkamina?
This for me?
I have a choice.
Yeah, well, thank you. Okay, I'll take this one. Thank you very much.
Jordan, it's also
So what's an afkamina? This thing Chuba brings up. What?
If someone's poor.
That's actually not an afkamina. Interestingly enough, I'll leave my thoughts on. What if you boil water for coffee? What if you boil water for coffee in a fleshik pot and stirred it with a milking spoon and one of them was eating a vinyomo, or they were both eating a vinyomo? What if, better yet, what if you boil water for coffee in a treif pot? That's eating a vinyomo. Right? A guy's house, he takes out, not his tea kettle, which is probably kosher, but he takes out a pot and he boils water in it. So I say, Sankin lav neyoma ninhu, so can I drink that water or not? If you say the cool of water is because it's cheap, then it's cheap. Boil up new water. But if you say the cool of water is because it's not the food, this water is the food. Right? This is the water I'm going to drink, so it should be mutter. So it seems like a very subtle nafkamina. As a matter of fact, it is a very subtle nafkamina. The Pesach Tshuva brings out a whole machlokas about this. Halacha l'maaseh, this chumra, the chumra shamayim, is the chumra of water on all water because it's cheap, even if you plan to drink it, or only on water that you don't plan to drink. But because it's not really food, but on water you plan to drink, we can be mako. The halacha l'maisa, the prima gun deals with it back in the last sentence, Tani Galad, in the Mishnah Tosaf Sakat Tess, the prima gun 94, Mishnah Tosaf 9, and he makes a pshara for a whole reason. He says, really, the truth is when it comes to these things, we're more machmer by Kli of a Jew than by Kli of a Goy. Therefore, he makes a pshara. We'll have to see why. If the Jews Kli, then we're machmer all water, even if it was water you plan to drink. But on a guy's kli, we can be makil on water you plan to drink. We're only machmer on water that you don't plan to drink. So halacha l'maisa, we have this water minhag, right? In some places, they may not drink water at all. It makes it simpler. But even in locales where the water is cooked mutter, it's still, we have a minute to be machmir on the rule of Einim ben Yomot. But how long can I say, how machmir do we have to be? What if the water is meant for drinking? Prima the God makes up Shara, says, if it was a Jewish kli, you have to be more machmir. But if it's a Goyish kli, you can be equal. So if you go to a Goy's house and he boils up water for coffee, and his Einim ben Yomot treif pot, then you can drink it. But if you accidentally boil up water for coffee in a way that, you know, would be treif, except that we rely on nosen tam of gam, then you have to throw it out and start again.
Why? Like,
not, that's not by Caleb.
That's just by Dad.
That's only by specific zeros which Chazal made against Goyim. No, if Chazal made a specific zero against Goyim, you think of Cholavakum and Bechuli, then we might be more machmer. But on regular rules that just happen to apply to Jews and Goyim, we're almost always more makel by Goyim. Either because it's less common, or because, like, you can't control the chachila how it would have been done, or various parts. Okay. what if... One second. What if Agav, let's just, this is going to come up again later, let's just make sure we have it down. What if one of them is dirty, one of them is clean? What if you have the, let's chazer what the din should be. Here's Ben Yom, here it was clean, clean, all mutter. What if it was dirty, both kelim were dirty, that's pretty easy. It's going to be all awesome, right? Because you have, again, more than the 60th milk, more than the 60th meat. Your mom is cooking basam chalov, that's easy. What if the ben yomo was clean and the ego ben yomo was dirty? What should the din be logically? The ben yomo was clean, the ego ben yomo was dirty.
Michael?
Yeah, so there's shamnunis of milk and a ben yomo of meat. It's all usur. Why? Because the milk mixes with the ben yomo taste of meat, and that's mamish like cooking milk in a ben yomo meat pot. They mix to become usur, and then everything becomes usur, because once you have isura, then no matter how many times it has to travel, it's usur. What about this case? What if the eino ben yomo was clean, but the ben yomo is dirty? Then what would you say? Then the kli ben yomo is mutter. Why? Because there's ben yomo fleisha kli and there was no milk. And no tam of milk, because it was ain't ben yomo. But kli ain't ben yomo is the kli ain't ben yomo's osser, because in this case, since there was ben shamunis osser, the shamunis basar into the milk of kli is only one transfer. Because remember, we hold that the shamunis basar is like, it's like the butter in the saorim. It's not considered one transfer into the milk. That's from the kli to the milk. Here, it's the water. It's part of the water. So shamunis basar goes straight into this kli and makes it milk and flesh it, and al pimin, we consider that trick. Good. Okay, that's just a little chazar. Someone tell me what this was chazar from. What case this is chazar from? What other case did we learn that's the exact same thing logically as washing the milk and flesh and dishes together? They Taz points that out. What? What other case in the last siman was exactly the same as washing milk and flesh and dishes together? Sticking the flesh spoon into the milk and pot or vice versa. The Taz points that logically it's the exact same thing, remember? What's the difference between a milky bowl and a flaching bowl, or a milking dish in a flaching pan, or a milking spoon in a flaching bowl? It's all the same. The same principles apply. Same that principles apply, except which principle doesn't apply? The principle of what then is the difference between sticking the spoons in and washing the dishes together? The difference is over there we had a a minhag to be extra makra and asr dein ben yomo b'chulin. Over there, we had a minhag to be asr more than necessary. Over here, we don't have a minhag to asr more than necessary. Why? That's what everyone tried to figure out. Why? The Taz says, because over there, it's just a side effect to be makra on the food, so we're makra, and here, there's no food. Or the Shach just said, stop, we have a minhag to be makra by cooking and stirring spoons and not by washing dishes. For some reason, when it comes to spoons and pots, we have strange minhagim to be machmir. When it comes to washing dishes, we have no minhagim. We just do the din. Okay, that's the basic Pesach point for Rambam. So let's just chaz over a second according to Rambam. Oh, 1 second, we have to do one more detail. What do we mean when we say a kli is eino ben yomo, has not been used in a kli rishon in the last 24 hours? What about stam kelim like plates and spoons and forks? Do we assume they were used in the last 24 hours in a bit of kli rishon or not? What? What do we assume about a stam pot? If it's dirty and we use it in the last 24 hours, then we probably use it on fire. What about plates and spoons? Would we assume they're ben yomo or not? So the Ramah doesn't talk about it, but who does? Exactly. Excuse me. The Shach in Sifkatan, your demo, I hope people figure out what a teller is. You know what a teller is? And they talk all over about a teller. Anyone speak Yiddish? A teller is a plate, right? A teller is a plate. So we talked about, what about kapot, right? Spoons and tellers and plates. What about spoons and plates? And he quotes the Yisveheter, there's no difference between trays and spoons and plates. We don't use a heter of clear. We don't say, since it was only used in cliche, it is why? So the this is actually very interesting and important. The Taz actually quotes the Yisra Heter. You know why the Yisra Heter says stam plates? We can't say they were only used in the Klisheni. So the Yisra Heter says he has this chumrah because there's a that's English quoted in the Taz Sifkatan. The end of Yud Beis. Doesn't matter if it's a ka'ar or a teller. So he says, he says, because look, even the cliches, you still use them to iroi. Now, you'll say to me, what do you mean if you use them to iroi? What do you say to me? That if you use them to iroi, then how fleshig are they? Only? Okay, klipa. And if you then put them in a big vat of water, what's going to happen? I'll be 60 connected to klipa. So the Yisra'etr comes up with a big chum. He says, no. The Iru use harbe bola Yisra'etr, famous chum of Yisra'etr, said, since you pour on it often, you're always pouring food onto this plate. Therefore, the whole thing is bola. The assumption was, I guess, that you have to be choshek, not just once in the last 24 hours you happen to pour something onto this plate. No, maybe a few times. Maybe you refilled a few times. Maybe you pour it onto it three or four times. If you do a lot of keywords, then it makes the bleed go deeper than a cleat. They leap up through the whole plate, and the whole plate is flashing. That's the famous chumrah of the Isser Hatter. That is a very radical notion, which the later are going to have trouble understanding. Because, like, if Iroid only has the power to be Mavliya Kedei Klipa, why should two or three Iroids be Mavliya more than a Kedei Klipa? You know, it's very difficult to understand the logic. There's like a fundamental point. Since it wasn't the Kli Rishon, it's just pouring from the Kli Rishon, it only gets the Bli into the outer Klipa. So if it happens twice, it should get twice as much Bli into the outer Klipa. But it's unclear why twice should leave the fundamental category of Iroid. So, this Yisra Heter is, there's been a lot of difficulty understanding exactly where he's coming from. I guess he thinks Iroid fundamentally can be mavli into the whole thing. It just, since it's so short, it doesn't usually have a chance to. But if you do a few Iroids, then it ends up being mavli into the whole thing. Very difficult to understand. Moshe Feinstein, at the very least, says, we don't hold like this as a Heter. Although I've seen some Achronim
or I mean, some modern day posts can pull out this as a matter when they want to be machmer. So I can't say for sure. I mean, Paskin, Moshe Feinstein certainly makel, and I think the shach here is makel as well, because the shach in Sukkot Yud Gimel says the iser v'heter is machmer even on plates and spoons, etc. Now, according to the Taz, we're machmer plates and spoons because the principle is ivri yos harvei. But the shach says no. Shach says if you're sure it wasn't a kli rishon, then taka you can be makel. Why are we machmer? Because we're choshesh that you might have used it in a kli rishon without realizing. You might have used it in a kli rishon without realizing. And therefore, the shach says, we'll see, there are three shitas. And what to do with this is after. Right? One is the Taz, Isser v'Heter. Plate is Kli Rishon because of Iruyos Harbe. Two is the Shach. If you know you didn't put your plate in a Kli Rishon, then it's considered Eino Ben Yomo. But Stam, we consider it Ben Yomo, the Kli Rishon. Why? Because you might have put your plate in a Kli Rishon. After all, in Gruss, this probably happens much more. In my house, this almost never happens. In Gruss, this probably happens much more frequently. What happens if you have a pot and you don't have the cover? What does your wife do? She puts the plate on the pot. Right? Sometimes it's their day, sometimes they dip their plate in the chillin' bowl, you know, in the big chillin' pot to take out chillin'. So you have to assume you might have put everything in a Kli Rishon. Minastam. So Shach says, if you know, then you don't consider a stam plate Ben Yomo. Because look, I know I didn't use it in a Kli Rishon. But if you're not sure, you have to assume you might be using a Kli Rishon. What's his proof? Then I want you to tell me why his proof is no good. His proof is from Hilchos Hagalah. In Hilchos Hagalah, we say, even though Kabbalah Kach Polto, you have to kasher all plates and silverware in a Kli Rishon, because you might have put them in a Kli Rishon. So to here, if you're not sure, we say you might have put them in a Kli Rishon. Someone tell me why Rabbi Akiva Eger says that's not a good logic. Nope, both silverware, both plates. Almost always. Why is that not a good proof? Think about it. In Hagalah, if I said I want to be magil, this my aunt who's not from left me silverware. How do I do Hagalah? The rabbi would tell me you have to put in a Kli Rishon because you never know it might have been put in a Kli Rishon. So then the shach is right. If I have washed a fleshik spoon with velvet dishes, I say it might have been used in a Kli Rishon. Why is the shach wrong, Taka?
Hagalah were a fleshik for an ester that was made.
No.
Oh,
exactly. Hagalah you have to do whether it's Ben Yomo or Eino Ben Yomo, right? You have to do Hagalah if it was bolded 23 hours ago, 23 days ago, or 23 years ago. Hagalah, you have to be magil everything that ever happened to it. So that makes sense. Once since this was created, it was probably put in a Kli Rishon. But over here to the Eved by dishwashing, we're not worried about anything that ever happened to it. We're only worried about where it was in the last 24 hours. So Rabbi Kvager says, Taka, if you want to know where this plate ever was, it was probably once on a pot. But why should we choshesh in the last 24 hours that you put it on a pot? May it be tasty. And Rabbi Kvager gives another good argument. Another good argument. He says, look, he says, if you know you ate on this plate, then you ask, what is it doing in the dishwasher? Because I know I ate on it. Did I also put it on a pot? Oh, then you're asking, the Stam Kli was also used Ben Yomo. What's the rule of the Stam Kli? Ain't a Ben Yomo. So it's not like a mystery plate. You know you ate on this plate at the table, and that's why it's dirty. You just don't know if Minastam you also put it in a pot. Stam Kli ain't a Ben Yomo. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger says we can be Mako. And Pashas is rule to be Mako like Rabbi Akiva Eger here, because he has a very strong Svara side. We don't really worry about Yurios Harbein. And Pashas the Shach's argument is very weak. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, there's room to be Mako like Rabbi Akiva Eger here. He says the
If it's not a Kli Rishon, it's not a Kli Rishon. We don't worry about Iri Yos Harbe. I assume it was Bolea more than an insignificant amount. Plus, don't say, we have to be choshish if we use a Kli Rishon. What do you mean? In 24 hours, why should we be choshish that every 24 hours is used a Kli Rishon? Not to mention the fact that if you know you used it on your table, then who says that you use it twice also in a Kli Rishon? That's like saying a Stam Kli is used in a Kli Rishon. And Stam Kelim, we pass in Lav Neyoma. Okay, so that's, I think we're going to have to call it a day for now. But what we've done so far is, the Machlokas Machaber and Ramah, the Machlokas Rishon about washing dishes together. We learned the Ramah said it's trait. There are three cases where the Ramah, three general cases where the Ramah is Mekel. We've only done one of them so far. One of the general cases where the Ramah is Mekel is where Echamehem Eino Ben Yomon, Eino Ben Yomo. And then we discussed what are the different combinations and what does it mean one of them was Ben Yomo? What if it's a Stam plate or a spoon? And we saw three opinions. We'll have to pick up next time with the other two cases where the Ramah is Mekel, which is Baseach Arzeh and Bikli Sheni. And then getting to the Leibnik part, which is Eroi. And for next time, what we're going to do is we'll finish up this Se'if with the Nosek Kalim. I'm giving out a Makoros packet to prepare for the next year on Halach Lamaisa, Chubasav, on the Post. Everyone, please take one on the way out. Take one for your friends who are here. Bring it to them on the Eruv. And then we'll spend the last 10 minutes doing the Sifah Hei Bav and Zayin, but you know, that's not terribly complicated. So we'll spend most of our time trying to do the shots here, very, very complicated, and seeing how all of this comes down to Halacha Lemaisa and applies to modern day sinks and dishwashers. Yeah. We will not get to Sin Sadi Bav on Tuesday, don't worry.
Didn't want
to pass it. It's
very good.
The truth is, yeah, there's nothing really so bad.